Hello! Welcome to the first episode of the
Grayson
Colestock
podcast.
Show, podcast, whatever.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Alrighty, so my name's Colestock and his name is Grayson. We aren't going to reveal our entire names. So to first start off our topic, we're going to be talking about the DHs in the NL. There's been rumors about it.
Yeah.
So, Grayson, what's your stand on that?
Right now, I think that the DH should be optional. And, like, if a manager wants a pitcher to hit, you can have the pitcher hit.
Okay.
What do you think?
Here's the thing. I agree with you in the pitcher could hit, but here's another thing, too. One of the main things that separates the AL from the NL is the fact that there is a DH, right?
Right.
It's kind of like it's taking away a really important element, in my opinion. So, let's say, it's kind of like, let's say in, the NBA. They have two leagues. They're just divided by, like, sides. But really, you know, you look, there's a team in Oakland, California. And then there's a team in Los Angeles, California. There's multiple teams. There's the Dodgers and the Angels, both in LA.
And then there's the Padres in LA.
No, that's San Diego.
Which is in California.
Yeah, but, you know, as we're, you know, let's say the NHL, they're kind of divided. Like, the Bruins are in one division, and the, and, like, the Kings are in another division, because they're completely, separated by the East and the West. But that's what I feel on that, is that you won't have any separation between the leagues, and it will just be like, oh, one league is just has different teams than the other.
Like, it would be like, it would have a different feeling, like, when the teams do play each other.
Yeah, because you aren't, you know, you don't have, especially exhibition games, like the World Series. Like, part of that home field advantage is, you know, the fact that you can have a DH or not. Let's say the American League gets home field advantage.
Right.
You know, then it's kind of like, well, now they have a DH for four games. Their pitcher doesn't need a hit. But then, I mean, obviously home field advantage is really important, and I'm not saying that home field will become irrelevant, but a big piece of home field advantage would be taken off of that.
I feel like it should be optional for the American League, too.
Okay. I understand. I mean, I think that's a good idea, but here's the thing. I don't think it should be optional, but I do think on, like, special occasions it should. Kind of like,
like,
Bartolo Colon's last game and he's still in the AL.
Right.
Just let him hit, okay? I think that would be okay.
Or, like, you could have a pitcher as the DH.
Yeah, you could. You could switch your pitcher with your DH, but the DH couldn't come back into the game. So the pitcher would need a hit in the first inning. Which kind of ruins it, because, like, if you want something special to happen, you want it towards the end. Make it memorable.
Alright, now we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. Who do you think's going to win?
Oof. See, here's a really tough choice. Neither the Blazers or the Raptors are going to win. I'm sorry to Blazers or Raptors fans. It's a tough choice between Golden State and Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You look at Golden State and they're what you call the model of consistency and being an absolute super team. But you also, you know, the Bucks. I mean, whew. They're doing really good. They're right now up 2-0 against the Raptors. And so being up 2-0, Bucks versus Warriors.
Yeah, that'd be a good...
Here's the thing. I'm stuck between taking the Warriors in five games and or the Bucks in seven. I think the Bucks are going to have a little bit of a struggle against the Warriors. Now, here's the thing. I could be entirely wrong. I don't follow the NBA as much as I do as MLB, but still, I follow the NBA a lot. Personally, I think I'm going to give the Bucks the edge here. Bucks in seven.
Yep. I think that the Bucks are going to win. Like, right now the Warriors are ahead 3-0, but the Bucks are also ahead 2-0. And I think the Bucks might pull it out.
I mean, unless the Warriors like choke this away like they sometimes do. 3-1 lead in the finals.
I feel like it's going to go into six games.
Six games. Who's winning?
Bucks.
All right, taking Bucks in six. Now, here's the thing. I might go back on my answer. I might say Golden State. Because here's the thing.
Right.
They lost to the Cavs, and they just kind of choked away. And they were up 3-1 against a really, really good team.
But they've been there, like, in the championship.
Yeah, and they've been there, and they have experience.
Right.
Now, do I think Milwaukee? It's going to be seven games, and it's a toss-up between who wins. All right, I'm going back on my Warriors in five. Seven games, I'm still undecided. I'll come
Should
up with my answer on the end of the video, or the segment.
Zachary, who do you think is going to win out of these teams?
Warriors, Blazers, Bucks, or Raptors? Which one?
I have no
idea.
He's
Grayson's little brother.
Yes, I am. It's a tough choice. But I think
right now, it's either these two teams. The Bucks are from Milwaukee. The Warriors are from Golden State.
Or California.
I think the Warriors might have a chance.
What makes you say that?
The Warriors just sound fierce.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, he's way younger than us, and he really doesn't follow the NBA.
I'm almost nine.
Exactly. And.
Alrighty.
Now.
Alrighty. And another thing I want to add about these playoffs is, like, you know, Giannis is honestly going to be MVP.
Right.
For sure. Alright. Just around this time, usually MVP and stuff like that come out. Giannis for MVP. Can we spread that all over everywhere? All over Spotify?
James Harden won it.
I don't think James Harden won it. He's Googling that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not yet. He hasn't won it yet.
Yeah, no. It's Harden, Paul. Harden? Giannis? Antetokounmpo, James Harden, or Paul George are all finalists for the MVPs, according to ESPN. I think Giannis is going to win it.
Probably.
I mean, he's just having an explosive season. So, yeah. Moving on to...
Hold on. I got one. What do you think? What are your thoughts on Rosen being taken? Like, last year the Cardinals took... I mean...
You mean Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
All right. This is a rant segment, all right? Just for me. He brought this up. This is unscripted from the start. Number one, Kyler Murray, taking him in the first. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
Kyler Murray is awesome. He should have gone to baseball. Here's the thing. You draft the quarterback in Josh Rosen, you know, kind of saying like, hey, he's going to lead our franchise.
Right.
And it almost feels just not right to kind of go back on that, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, you draft Josh Rosen, and then you go and draft Kyler Murray, and you dump Rosen. It's like...
And then you trade him to the Dolphins.
Yeah, you trade him to the Dolphins, which I think Josh Rosen could really be used on the Dolphins. I mean, they need a consistent quarterback, you know. They need a consistent quarterback, and, you know, that's a good idea. But, like, seriously, Cardinals, what are you doing?
Right. Like,
this honestly angers me. Like, how are you supposed to, you know, how are you supposed to figure out, like, your quarterback situation right now?
Right.
I am so surprised Larry Fitzgerald has not escaped the retirement home of the NFL, the Cardinals.
Right now, I would say they should have kept Rosen for another year just to see where he goes.
Oh, develop him? Yeah.
Yeah.
But my goodness.
And then build him like an offense, like an actual offense. Like last year, they had no weapons.
Yeah, like Larry Fitz is honestly the... All right, now, Jerry Rice is the best wide receiver.
Yeah, but Larry Fitz is second.
Larry Fitz is second. He is the most consistent receiver ever. And he's been on so many bad teams. Well, not so many bad teams. More like just on one, but they've had a lot of bad teams.
Yeah.
He's just been so consistent and so dedicated to the franchise, which I love. Larry Fitz better be selected into Canton.
He will.
First year. Not his first year. The year before he's eligible, okay?
Like,
the voters were just like, you know what? Today's an exception, alrighty?
Yeah, he will be like Rivera.
Mariano.
Yeah, Mariano Rivera getting
in early?
Like, no, 100% voting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's going to get in 100%. Alrighty. Next topic, NHL playoffs.
Right.
Alright.
The four teams that are still in it right now are the Blues, the
San Jose Sharks, Boston. I almost said Red Sox. No, Boston's already in the final. Sharks. Yeah. I mean, Sharks and Blues. Alrighty.
So I think that the
Bruins, Sharks, or Blues.
Yeah, the Bruins are going to win it.
Alrighty. Now here's the thing. Yet again, we don't. I personally. All right. This may sound weird because we're talking about it right now. It's just kind of, you know, a big thing. So, I don't follow hockey almost at all.
Yeah.
But I think right now, looking at it, I think St. Louis is getting to the final. But I went to Boston on a trip, so I have to pick the Bruins. Okay, I went to Boston when I was, like, way younger than I am now. And I went to a Red Sox game, and I got to see all sorts of stuff, and I bought a Boston shirt there, so... Yeah, I think
the Bruins are going to win it.
Bruins, I think, have a really, 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 really good chance of winning the finals.
And the Blues are leading 3-2 against the Sharks.
Yeah, so.
I have a feeling that it's going to be Bruins-Blues.
Yeah.
I think the Bruins are going to win in, like, 5.
5?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so this raises another question. After we're done with all of our main topics, I have a really important topic to bring up. Alrighty? So, the Minnesota Twins. Alright, look. We are from Minnesota.
Right.
Alrighty? From Minnesota. You're going to reveal our location now, but we're from Minnesota, and we're huge Twins fans. And here's the thing.
The Twins are red hot.
Yeah, they're red hot. Best offense of the league. What? Alrighty, but I'm not here to talk about the Twins. I'm here to talk about the Orioles. Alrighty? The Orioles are just... I'm sad. So, my dad went up to Emmitsburg, Maryland, at a business trip in the National Fire Academy, and, he went to, not go see a game, but he went into Baltimore and got me a baseball there. And I just feel bad for Baltimore right now, okay? That's all I want to say. I just feel sorry because it almost seems like they've been bullied. They're just so bad this year. Just so bad. So, I mean, they're 13 games back. I mean, they play in, you know, they play in the toughest division in baseball, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You have the Rays that are absolutely red hot this year.
Oh,
not to mention, my friend looked up the score. They got blown out of the water 0-10. Okay? But here's the thing. You look at a team like New York, primed to win a championship really soon. You look at a team like Tampa Bay. That's probably going to wind up...
They
have the Cy Young winner. They're probably going to wind up with a really high record. They're going to go deep in the playoffs.
Definitely.
I don't think they're going to win the series, though.
Right.
Then you have the Red Sox, the last year's World Series champion.
Right.
And then on top of that... one second. Give me 1 second.
Come on. His Chromebook is hard.
Beast. Alright, so, top of that, I forgot the other team. Yeah, the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays, they're pretty bad. They've got
They're bad, but they have such a good farm system, and Vlad Guerrero Jr., I mean, they can start building up and start winning. So, you know, I just feel bad. That's all I wanted to say.
Guerrero Jr. is batting...
What's his average? Yeah, I'm looking.
Yeah, checking that right now. He is hitting Not great. He's only hitting .235.
Yeah, but that's like, you know.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
He's a rookie.
And he had so much hype coming in. Like, there might have been some pressure coming in.
Yeah, and he has so much pressure, too. Like, Vlad Guerrero, you know, is personally best up-and-coming rookie.
And I don't think he's rookie of the year yet.
But, yeah. So.
What do you have
to talk about? Because I talked about the Royals. Yes.
Do you think the Twins are for real?
For sure.
The biggest surprise in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I think. I'm not going to say the Twins aren't going to win the series, all right? They're going to win. Now, do I actually, truthfully, fully think that? No. But I almost am certain that they could get to the series.
Right.
And they could win it. They have a high chance.
Yeah.
Very high chance. Alrighty. Grayson, what do you want to talk about? I got done with my segment at the end. What's yours?
How do you think your Vikings are going to do?
Pretty good. Pretty good. They got some offensive line in the draft. I just think really good. So, yeah.
The Packers are going to win the NFC North.
How are they going to win that? They have the Vikings. Who else? The Bears?
The Lions?
And the Lions. Okay, well, yeah. Well, you could just rule out the Lions. Like, kind of like, it's like talking about the Blue Jays in the AL Central. Like, the Packers are the Blue Jay equivalent of the NFC North. But, like, no. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has a lot left in him. And plus, he's kind of been not the nicest person to be around.
He's got to stop being a coach.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you aren't the coach, man. You're really good. Like, look how Tom Brady handles that. He built such a good relationship with his coach. He's won 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He won 1 punting contest, too. Like, my gosh. Really?
He did?
Yeah.
Cool.
Listen, that's Super Bowl 53. Come on now.
Won a punting contest.
Grayson, they punted the entire game.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, but how did you not get that reference?
Well, thank you for listening to the Grayson Coolstock Show podcast.
All right. We'll see you next time.